China said Wednesday it would free the crew of a U.S. spy plane after receiving a letter saying the U.S. was very sorry for the plane's unauthorized landing and the death of the Chinese pilot. A plane left Guam to retrieve the U.S. crew as Chinese officials negotiated the final details of the release. U.S. authorities now know a lot more about the Chinese fighter pilot whose jet collided with the slower-moving U.S. spy plane. They say he came very close to the other U.S. surveillance aircraft in the past. Israeli tanks and bulldozers rumbled into this refugee camp earlier Wednesday, razing or heavily damaging 30 homes and triggering an exchange of fire that killed two Palestinians and wounded more than a dozen. About a dozen downtown businesses were boarded up Wednesday, and glass littered the sidewalks following two nights of protests over the police shooting of an unarmed black man. There were few people on the streets as the Cincinnati Archdiocese canceled classes at two inner-city Roman Catholic schools, and police urged curiosity seekers to stay out of the over-the-Rhine neighborhood. Technology stocks extended their gain Wednesday amid positive views on the sector from Wall Street, but blue chips fell victim to a sell-off after a two-session rally that propelled the Dow Industrial through the 10,000 level. U.S. import prices took their sharpest plunge in over 8 years in March. As costs for both imported petroleum and non-petroleum products fell, the government said Wednesday, showing the United States had little reason to fear importing inflation from overseas. The European Central Bank on Wednesday kept interest rates unchanged, resisting pressure to join other major central banks and help stimulate the slow Eurozone economy with a cut rate. Faced with slowing demand for wireless handsets and network gear, Motorola Incorporated told analysts and investors it sees a wider-than-expected loss in the second quarter. The telecom equipment maker Tuesday posted its first quarterly operating loss in 16 years. Company CEO Christopher Galvin says that the earliest signs of a turnaround will come with a gradual increase in sales and profitability in the second half of the year. It's official. Liberty Media and AT&T will split this summer, thanks to a favorable ruling by the IRS. The split was contingent on the hoped-for, but far from certain, tax ruling, which clears the way for the move without any tax liability to either company or their shareholders.